Good morning. We're calling to order this Wednesday, June 22nd, 2016, variance hearing. I'm Scott Sanchez, the zoning administrator, here with Eva Taylor, who is the executive secretary and at the controls for the hearing today. I'd like to begin with a few routine items. First, the order of presentation. The applicant and or owner will be allowed 5 minutes to present oral arguments as to how the five findings necessary to justify granting a variance have been met. At this time, the applicant should also submit their declaration and posting when they approach to present their case. Any members of the public, either proponents or opponents, will be allowed 3 minutes each to speak. If there is any public testimony in opposition, the sponsor will be allowed a 3-minute rebuttal. During the hearing, I may ask questions of the applicant or members of the public. At the end of the hearing, I may make a decision today, continue the matter to a later date, or take the matter under advisement. Items on the consent calendar, and there are three on the consent calendar today, are matters that are considered routine by the zoning administrator. If anyone would like to speak on one of the three items that are on the consent calendar today, please step forward. Otherwise, those items would be granted. There's general public comment at the end of the hearing for items that are not on the agenda today. And now the criteria for justifying a variance under Planning Code Section 305C states that in order to grant a variance, the zoning administrator must find the following five findings. Finding number one, that there are exceptional extraordinary circumstances applying to the property involved or to the intended use of the property that do not apply generally to other property or uses in the same class district. Finding number two, that owing to such exceptional and extraordinary circumstances, the literal enforcement of specified provisions of the Planning Code would result in practical difficulty or a necessary hardship not created by or attributable to the applicant or the owner of the property. Finding number three, that such variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the subject property possessed by other property in the same class of district. Finding number four, the granting of such variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property or improvements in the vicinity. And finally, finding number five, that the granting of the variance will not be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the Planning Code and will not adversely affect the general plan. No decision is final till a decision is issued. Due to current backlogs, it may take up to 2 months from the date of this hearing to complete a decision letter. If anyone would like to have a copy of the decision letter, please sign in at the sign-in sheet on the far wall. That is important because it is the decision letter which carries with it the appeal period, so the decisions can be appealed to the Board of Appeals within 10 days of the issuance of the decision letter. Other items, private conversations can be disruptive during the hearing. As such, please conduct any private conversations outside of the hearing room. While we do encourage parties to meet and to discuss the projects, that is best done outside of the hearing room. Audio recordings going back to January 2011 are available on our website as a link on the hearing agenda. The next variance hearing, regular hearing, is scheduled for July 27th, and we can move on to the consent calendar.
There are three items in our consent calendar. Item number one, case number 2015-015210VAR, 859 Vallejo Street, exposure and rear yard variances sought. Item number two, case number 2016-006149VAR, 177 Wool Street, rear yard variance sought. And lastly, item number three, case number 2016-001193VAR, 267A Anderson Street, rear yard variance sought.
Is there any public comment on any of the three items that are on the consent calendar? Item number one, 859 Vallejo Street. Is there any public comment on this item? Item number two, 177 Wool Street. Any public comment? Item number three, 267A Anderson Street. Seeing no public comment on any of these three items, the variances will be granted on consent, and we can move on to our regular calendar.
Moving to item number four, case number 2015-014923VAR, 1210 to 1212 Utah Street, exposure variance sought. Is the project sponsor here for this project? Please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes.
Good morning, Suhail Shatara, project architect on Utah Street. This is an existing two-unit building. It has another unit in the back, I believe. The original building was two units. There's another unit in the back, and there is a ground level space, which is part of a, was a, I guess it was used, occupied years ago. This is the building right here. It's the three-story. And you could see some windows at the front down below adjacent to the staircase. There is a door at the front also. This is uninhabitable space right now. It's been vacant for years. And we're trying, under the seismic retrofit program, create two small units down there. And this is a proposal. We are requiring a variance for the rear yard. We don't have the space required, but we feel that there's enough light coming in from the back and from inside the unit. And we do have, you know, there's a substantial amount of side light and rear light. Since this is part of the mission near Potrero Hill, there's a lot of sun in the neighborhood. So you can see how the light comes in. And we're also opening up the back a little bit more in the floor plan to allow more light coming in from the back and opening up the windows a little bit more along the side of the property. So that's the intent, just to create those two smaller units. Do you have any questions?
Just a few. So there's currently two buildings on the lot, and so the photos that you're showing of the rear, that's the light court between the two buildings, is that?
There's actually, it's a light court between the two buildings, but there's another structure in the back where there's another unit that's occupied in the back as well.
Right.
So I'm trying to find the picture for the back.
But the light is also, like the one that we're showing right now, is the light that is coming inside the unit that we're proposing that doesn't have the clearance of the 25 feet.
Right, right. But it's, I'm saying that there are two buildings on the lot, and
yes,
the unit that's proposed is in the front building.
It's in the front building.
Which, and it backs onto the rear building on the lot, and there's about 7 feet between the two buildings on the lot.
Well, in one side it's like 15 feet, and on the other one it's like, I mean, it's like, it's very, I mean, it's not, in one part it's like 7, and in the other one it's like 15, yeah.
Okay.
Scott, if, sorry.
Actually, where the light is coming from in the south is the where we have the 15 feet.
Okay.
Scott, if you look at the photograph up on the screen right now, that's looking, that's at the back of the lot. That's a unit at the back of the lot looking towards the front of the lot through the light side light well. And then this photograph here shows you how that building at the back is sort of cropped to allow actually more light in that 7 foot space
okay.
that we're talking about.
Okay. And what's the current use of the space that is being converted to the ADU?
It's vacant. It's been vacant for years.
Has it ever been used as a dwelling unit?
I believe it was some time ago, you know, okay. but, you know, well over 3 years ago, I believe, or more.
Okay.
So it's been vacant for that period of time.
Okay. And one or two units on that lower level?
Two units.
There were two units.
One unit originally.
One unit. And we actually use it as owners.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item? Item number 4 for 1210 to 1212 Utah Street. Any public comment on this item? Seeing no public comment, public hearing is closed. Be inclined to grant the requested variance, noting that the orientation of the unit is sufficient to allow for proper light and air. It must also meet relevant building code requirements.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving to item number 5, case number...
I'm sorry.
Sure.
I was in court across the street before a judge, so I was unable to get out. I'm an attorney. But I mailed in and had an objection. I believe that it was Project 1, 865
Vallejo. Yes.
869.
Yes, so we did hear that item, and there was no one here to speak on it, and it was granted.
Okay, but there were items mailed in objecting to it. And unfortunately, and I can get a note from the judge, but I had to get permission from the judge to leave to come across here, and so I came as quick as I could.
Okay.
But do you have the items? Because we
did receive the materials.
The petitions and the letters
yes.
objecting, and what was the basis for allowing the variance?
You can request the decision letter.
I did, but I'm not able to speak now.
The public hearing is for that item is over, so you can get a copy of the decision letter and appeal the decision.
Okay, but if I can get something from the judge saying that I was only able to get over here now, I mean, I got here as quick as I could, but I had to get permission from the judge to be able to come across to speak.
The parties for the other matter have already left.
So what is our recourse now to do?
You can request the decision letter.
No, but what is our recourse in order to appeal the determination?
You can request the decision letter, and the decision letter is appealable within 10 days to the Board of Appeals.
And how do you do that? You send a letter? Or?
There's information on the decision letter.
Okay, so just sending items in is not sufficient because it says on the public hearing notice that if you put the items in that they're taken into account. So were those taken into account?
Yes, they were taken into account.
Okay, and it looks like there were others that signed in on that, but there was nobody that was able to
Nobody spoke in opposition, no.
Okay, because I got here as quick as I had to get permission, like I said, from the judge to come across, so.
Okay, thank you.
Moving to item number 5, case number 2016-000900VAR, 424 Alvarado Street, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor, you also have 5 minutes.
Good morning. I'm Keith Plymail. I'm an architect, and I teach architecture at UC Berkeley. And this is Kristen Cobble, the homeowner. She's owns a small business and a single mom. We're looking at an existing deck, sunroom, and spiral stair that encroaches into the rear yard 7 feet 7 inches. The sunroom is built right on the property line with zero setback. In conversations with planning and contractors and through our own research using maps and aerial photography, and the building materials, comparing when they were used, our best estimate is that the structure was built around 70 or 72. So it's been intact and unchanged for approximately 44 to 46 years, but there's no record of the stair of the deck on file at DBI. Owner Kristen Cobble is in the process of, and Laura Rosenbaum are in the process...
Goldbaum,
who's also here. They're in the process of converting... Sorry, I'm just nervous.
All right.
They're in the process of converting their TIC into a condo. And while planning for repairs to this wooden deck and sunroom, we were informed that there are questions about the legality of the rear portion of the structure. So... we're at a point where we've obtained a 50% repair-replace permit before applying for the variance, but it was during that process we found out that it was going beyond the rear yard. So our intent is to verify the legality of the existing structure and to legalize the 7-foot non-conforming parts of the structure. Once Kristen and Laura have the variance for the existing structure and all is on record legally, they'll be enabled to legalize it and convert to a condo. We understand we're not allowed to completely demolish the existing structure because it's a two-unit house and it serves as a second means of egress right now. Additionally, we understand that we're allowed to rebuild the structure with 5-foot setbacks on each side, which would allow them to build a larger sunroom and deck extending 12 feet into the rear yard, but we don't want to do that. We want to keep it more modest and keep the integrity of the backyard. So the intent is to legalize this pre-existing condition so that we can repair it and not expand it further into the yard. I think that's it. I have maps, photographs, and all of that I can show. There's some in the neighborhood that are going past that 45% line as well, but you tell me. Do you want to say something?
Our neighbor, next door neighbor, rebuilt their deck over the last few years, and it's a lot longer. So I'm hoping ours can at least just stay where it is.
Thank you. It's a, it was my understanding from staff that it was estimated the structure has been there for maybe 40, 49 years. Mm-hmm. That's your understanding as well.
Yeah, we went to planning and looked at all the aerial photographs. It wasn't there in World War II, and the wood isn't that bad, but it's been there at least 40 years. It's about that age.
Okay.
It's the best we can figure, you know, looking at the style of it and all that.
Okay. All right. And thank you. We'll see if there's any public comment on this item.
And I have lots of photographs and stuff, but... Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Is there any public comment on item number 5 for 424 Alvarado Street? Seeing none, public hearing is closed. Be inclined to grant the requested variance to legalize the existing structure, which has apparently existed for some time, up to potentially 5 decades, with no apparent adverse impact. Also noting that a code-complying alternative would be allowed to encroach further into the rear yard. They're seeking to repair and maintain what has existed for quite some time. So we can move on to the...
Moving to item number six, case number 2015-015902 VAR, 107 Bash Street, rear yard variance sought. Is the project sponsor here? You also have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Good morning. We have the drawings on a stick, if you prefer, or if you've got the drawings with you.
I have the application here. So
okay, you've got everything. So just to describe the scope of the work is it's an existing single-family home with garage on the ground floor and living spaces on the main level with one bedroom there or one den. And then upstairs, there's two bedrooms and a bath and a very large deck on the back. And the proposal is to actually fill in that deck and add a master bedroom and a bathroom on that thing. And there's sort of a photograph here that kind of shows.
Put him in the cat on the...
Will you be able to see it?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that gives you an idea of the back of the house, and what looks like a roof line is actually a deck railing. So if you look above that, that's the space that would become the master bedroom. The house on the to the side that you're seeing is an identical property. And, in fact, we have a letter of support from that owner that supports the addition of the bedroom on the deck, filling in the deck. The decks, by the way, are very, very windy, so you really cannot actually use them. So this would be a good use of that. It would also make a usual three-bedroom house, which is typical for the area. The apartments on the other side, you can kind of see a blank wall, project out a lot farther, and they've got decks projecting even beyond that. So the addition of the master bedroom on the upper floor would really not impact the neighbors that much, and the neighbors have been very supportive, which is wonderful. The other addition is off the kitchen, which is the little window that you can see next to the bay window. There would be a small deck, which would not encroach beyond the neighbors, and it's tucked into the corner, so in fact it's not visible from any of the neighbors, and that would have a spiral stair down to the main thing is to get access to the little yard in the back.
Okay.
That's the scope.
Great, thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here that has public comment on item number six for 107 Bash Street. Seeing no public comment, public hearing is closed. Be inclined to grant the requested variance, noting that...
Thank you. I have one quick question.
Sure.
There's a declaration of posting. Who should we give that to?
We'll take that. Thank you.
And the second question is, now we've received the whole package on the building permit posting. Should we go ahead and start posting that now or wait till we get the letter from...
You don't have to wait for the variance letter before you start the 311 neighborhood notification process. So you can work with staff to start the 311 notification process and get that going. The variance will happen, decision will happen separately.
Okay.
So that's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you. So just noting that this is in a shallower than typical lot than we have in the city. I know it is characteristic of Bernal Heights. It is adding a bedroom, it is not extending the overall building envelope beyond the footprint which is there currently, except for the deck, which is tucked up against the neighboring building, which extends much deeper into the adjacent property. So we can move on to the next item.
Moving to item number seven, case number 2015-013144 VAR, 58 Waller Street, rear yard variance sought. You're the project sponsor, sir?
Yes, hi. I'm Jeff Kinson, the architect for the project. Okay, well, I want to thank you for taking the time to review this variance application. It's a really small project with a very low or essentially no impact on anyone, and we do have the approval or the sort of blessing of the two immediate neighbors. There's a school on one side and a residential building on the other. The project is essentially to infill an existing notch in the existing building. So I put up this little graphic here this white area is existing building mass, and then I've kind of color-coded three zones. So we're trying to infill this blue and red zone. The blue is conforming. This little sliver of red is beyond the average neighbor setback line, so that sliver of red is part of the variance request. And then this orange area is a deck. That's a one-story deck structure, and that's also part of the variance request. So it's a, you know, again, tiny little bit of building mass that we're actually adding, and it's basically tucked into this existing notch in the building. So it's not even really visible from the shorter neighbor. The average setback line that we've color-coded in red on here is the average between the school, which projects really far out over here on the east side, and then the neighbor on the west side. So you can see where we're infilling is not even visible really from that west neighbor. So in terms of the context here, we'll show you a little photo of that. So in this photo, you can also see basically where we're infilling. So we're taking out an existing egress stair, moving that over, and then trying to infill that area. This existing block is pretty interesting. It's sort of one of those blocks where the residential areas basically start to collide with Market Street in the sort of Laguna area. And so it's a really dense urban context. There's a lot of buildings there that have almost 100% lot coverage. There's some very tall apartment buildings and other uses. There's some former industrial buildings. So, you know, I would say it's one of those blocks that doesn't really have a clear and well-defined mid-block open space, which is really a lot of the intent of the writing of the rear yard setbacks. In this particular case, our building is really kind of on the smaller side. It's the yellow one that's color-coded here. And it basically makes it a difficult place to strictly interpret the planning code. One of our challenges with this project was basically defining which is the qualifying rear wall for the west neighbor. So the west neighbor is the shorter building, but then even when you look at the photo, it's has a lot of stepping and jogging to it. In the end, working with staff, I think they, you know, correctly defined the qualifying rear wall as being pretty far back because none of the other walls are 50% width or sufficient height or they're over a stair. But when you kind of visually just look at it, the building actually is definitely projecting a lot further than that line that's officially their qualifying rear wall. If we did use one of the other planes here to define which one would be the qualifying rear wall, we wouldn't actually even need this variance. So it's a little sort of technicality variance. We've tried to design the project really sensitively to basically have little or no impact on the neighbors. We're relocating this required egress stair for the upper unit, and we've pushed that stair over to the east side so that it's against this blank neighboring property line wall of the east neighbor. So that east neighbor, I think, was formerly some industrial building. It's now a school, and it's a, you can see in this picture, it's a solid brick wall covered in ivy. So the spot where we've located this egress stair is pushed up against that. It doesn't have any impact on that neighbor, and it's further away from the shorter west neighbor. So we're really trying to make sure that we just don't have any impact on anybody. So I guess in summary, I would say, to me, this is a kind of classic variance case. There are definitely exceptional, extraordinary circumstances here in terms of the dense urban condition, many other properties with lots of, you know, 100% lot coverage or pretty close. Lots of sort of atypical setbacks and varied setbacks, and then the interpretation of which wall the west neighbor, which wall on the west neighboring property we should really count. So I would say, you know, granting this variance will allow our client to construct a small addition, resulting in a building that is still substantially smaller than most of the neighbors, with less lot coverage and essentially having no impact on anybody. Let me know if you have any questions.
Thank you. It's my understanding the neighborhood notification for the 311 notice is currently underway and expires on July 7th.
That's right. We're about halfway through it. There have been no comments, and again, we do have the blessing of the two neighbors explicitly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. So if there's any public comment on this item, number 7 for 58 Waller Street, any public comment? Seeing none, public hearing is closed. think it could be supportive of the variance, I'll just hold a final decision until the end of the Section 311 neighborhood notification coming up in a couple weeks, and we can move on to the next item.
Moving to item number 8, case number 2015-011494VAR, 221 Chenery Street, rear yard variance sought. You have
Hello.
5 minutes.
Okay. Michael Kramer, owner, seeking a rear yard setback variance to add a deck off the main living space with a spiral staircase to access the rear yard from the living level. It's sort of an irregular-shaped angled lot, which basically that's why I'm kind of seeking that, to get a deck in there with access to the rear yard. We tried to design it within that 12-foot pop-out rule. We've also been back and forth with neighbors and adjusting plans and relocating the proposed spiral staircase to the kind of center rear to keep it 5 feet from each neighboring side, as well as the deck. And the variance is sought instead of just a 311 for the pop-out, just because it had an existing non-conforming part of the structure in the angled setback.
Okay. Thank you. So the there was a discretionary review filed, but it was withdrawn based upon the revised plans, and
yes,
both of your adjacent neighbors have seen those revised plans.
And yes, they have supported.
Okay. So if there's any public comment on this item, and we're on item number
8
for 221 Chenery Street. Any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we close the public hearing. Be inclined to grant the requested variance as revised by the project sponsor. And we can move on to the next item.
Moving to item number 9, case number 2014-002696VAR, 4328 18th Street, rear yard variance sought. You have 5 minutes.
Good morning, ZA Sanchez. This is a very small deck and stairs at the back of the property. It's a small, substandard lot dimension. And these have been existing before. They've been there for quite a number of years, and they deteriorated, so the owner wanted to go ahead and replace them. And so because of the lot size, we needed to get a variance to be able to replace them. So we're asking you to grant us this variance for that purpose.
Thank you. And so the lot dimensions are, it's a 75-foot deep lot and 25 feet wide. Is that's correct?
Right.
And the date of the deck construction, I think on this one there was a notice of violation going back to 2005. Is that, it's a bit more than a decade old then?
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. We'll see if there's any public comment on this item. And we're on item number 9 for 4328 18th Street. Any public comment on this item?
The owner's here, too, if you wanted to have him. No? Okay.
No, that's fine.
Thank you.
Seeing no public comment, close the public hearing. Inclined to grant the request of variance, noting it provides usable open space on a shallower than typical lot. Does not encroach any further into the required rear yard than the existing building, and is also built adjacent to a building that does extend further into the rear yard that has a blind wall, and don't see any adverse impacts there. We can move on to the
last item is number 10, case number 2016-003175VAR, 358 Arguello Boulevard. You're the last man standing. 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you very much for allowing me to speak today. My name is Mike Larkin, and I'm an architect representing the Vergara family. And the building is a two-unit, two flats, 358 Arguello. And the family owns the middle unit, which is just above garage level. And they have three children. They would like to do a modest expansion to create a bedroom. The current flat just has two legal bedrooms, so they would like to create a modest pop-out at the rear. We kept the dimensions as small as we could and still be able to call it a bedroom, really. We have our side setbacks. We're adding about 5'1" to the structure. And the variance is triggered, of course, from the rear yard setback, and we're traveling into that setback about 18 inches, so that's our situation. The addition is two stories. It's not three stories, which the existing building is three stories. So since we have a roof up there, we're giving a roof deck to the owner who's above, which is a separate family. So they would have a new roof deck up above. That's pretty much it.
So then the third story is already there because it's the sunroom that's existing.
Exactly, yeah, that's all from the original construction.
Okay, thank you. See if there's any public comment on this item. And we're on item number 10 for 358 Arguello Boulevard.
Oh. I have my affidavit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any public comment in opposition or in support or in anything? No. Okay. It was my understanding that there was some opposition that was received by staff, if not yesterday, this morning. And let's see. Well, with that, close the public hearing, be inclined to grant the request of variance. It's my understanding the Section 311 notification has already expired and there was no discretionary view.
That's what I understand, too.
Mm-hmm. And it's a minimal encroachment into the rear yard beyond what would be allowed by a code-complying alternative to accommodate an additional bedroom to the subject property and access to the lower level. So with that, public hearing is closed, inclined to grant, and that is it. That's all.
This is it. That's the last item.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any general public comment? Seeing none, this public hearing is closed. We'll reconvene on July 27th, 2016. Thank you.